Hello and welcome everybody to our content call for the month of June, and we're going to be talking about adding a new revenue stream to your business. I'm really excited about this call today, and it's building on from the last ABI, the Accelerate Business Intensive, where we started to talk about VIP days. Some of you got really excited and could see where that could fit in your business. Some of you were like, oh my gosh, what is this? And I felt like, you know, I was sucking the oxygen out the room at the time. So really good idea for us to revisit it again today with some more details, some more meat on the bone, so to speak, so that you can really see how this can work for your own business. Just before we dive in, let me just do a quick sound check because I can see that we've got Susie on the line. How are we sounding, Susie?
You sound good.
Can you hear me? Good, she's there. Thank you. So a little bit of background. When I was first introduced myself to this concept of VIP days, you know, like you, and I probably mentioned it the first time, I didn't have a clue what they were. I'd never even considered that I could work with my clients in a different way. And at the time of introducing them to my business, I was in a lightly packaged model, I'll say. I wasn't charging by the hour exactly. I would, you know, sign up clients for like a group of coaching sessions to work with me over a period of time. So as I say, they were sort of lightly packaged, not packaged in the way we do today. And then I worked with a mentor who, you know, really talked about these VIP days and just having a different way to work with clients. I was like, wow, not only does that, you know, has blown my mind as to what that could mean for my business in terms of a new revenue stream. I was just like, this seems like really fun. I always found that times when I was just being those hourly sessions with clients, there was so much more we could be covering, and then we'd be waiting again another couple of weeks to speak, and then the weeks would go by, and VIP days became a way for me to really help clients accelerate their progress and be able to take them through some really key steps that they needed to get through to walk through to get to their next level, but to do it in a very accelerated way. So, you know, depending on what we're actually working on in a VIP day, they can honestly save or shave off, you know, even 6 months of a process, because you can condense things down so rapidly and so tightly inside of that VIP day. So let's just do a recap of, you know, kind of what are they first and foremost? Where do they fit in your business? And then how do you start to think about designing them? What would be the way to market them and obviously fill them? So, you know, VIP day is just a term that's used for like spending a very special, like premium level experience, if we want, with you, where you work directly one-on-one with your clients. They certainly can take place virtually. They can take place by the phone. Gosh, I'm really muddling up my words today. They can take place virtually or they can take place in person. And my preference is always that they are in person, because I think there's nothing to replace somebody really getting out of their world, coming in and spending that very special immersive time with you and working together. But as I say, you can deliver them certainly virtually to give some more flexibility. And we certainly do that when we've got our clients more internationally, where it doesn't make sense for them to fly all the way to the States now for a VIP day. The other thing I love about them is that you only need, you know, like one person to speak to be able to sell one, right? They're not a leveraged part of your business. It's not like a group program where you're starting to leverage your time and your efforts and you're one person serving many. A VIP day is still one-on-one, but yet, as I say, it's intensive. It's going to be much higher end. You can command higher fees for it. Typically, it's going to accelerate results. And to market VIP days, you don't need to have any real complex marketing system. As I say, just one person in front of you that's really looking for some help quickly and wants to shift something quickly is a perfect candidate for a VIP day. As a little on the side there, you don't all, they don't always have to be delivered standalone. So we have VIP days that are in our Stellar program or our Accelerate Platinum program, where clients are working with us for that longer period of time, but we have a VIP day with them throughout the course of that program, typically towards the beginning, right? Again, so that they can accelerate progress. They're a way to get, as I say, tremendous focus very quickly, rapid results, and create that premium experience for your clients, right? So that you're helping them to really think bigger, up-level their mindset, their environment, their way of doing whatever it is that you're helping them with. Just even creating that premium experience and something that feels special is a really important part of that process. And when, you know, really when done well with the best, you know, clients that are a really great fit for you, your champagne clients and your ideal clients, VIP days just naturally lead into making an offer at that premium level to work with you for, you know, a longer period of time or at a higher level. So just, you know, lots of reasons why we love them. And so they've been a core part of our business now for, gosh, I think the best part of about 6 years. So a really key income stream in our business. And as I say, certainly a really fun, fulfilling part of the business as well. So you're going to see what we put together here is, some of you have seen this before from some of our, you know, earlier trainings, but I just wanted to rebuild out that profit pyramid for you in one of the handouts today that starts to look at where this would fit in terms of your overall offerings. So as you are, you know, growing your business, you've got to be thinking about different ways to work with people. Now, I think one of the big mistakes that many, many small business owners make, and particularly sort of, I'd say, the expert service providers, whereby you know that there's like so many different things that you can help clients with and so many different ways to serve them. One of the mistakes I see all the time is actually having way too many offers. Right, like way too many different ways to work with people. Everything becomes incredibly custom for the different people that you might be working with, but your customization of those services is not necessarily commanding higher fees. And in this model, which we call our the profit pyramid, we're really looking at that the top of the pyramid as being your very best, highest clients that you would be serving. So, you know, in our, we call those our champagne clients. They're the people that, you know, they've got big, bold goals, and they're committed to working with you. They're typically in it for the long term as well. That's the joy of working with ideal clients, is they're, you know, not looking for that quick fix, and they, you know, they know that they've got to get down and actually do the work. So they're going to stay with you for a longer period of time, which gives some great stability and cash flow, you know, into your business. And of course, at the same time, you're building that relationship with them, right? So you become their trusted advisor. It just becomes easier and easier to work together as you know one another. And you kind of know like how you work together, your idiosyncrasies, you know, and it just, they can just be a wonderful fit. So in our boutique business model, right, we're always looking to fill those high-end one-to-one clients first. Many other programs teach you that we start, you know, you start with a low ticket offer and then you work up to the high-end piece. But we've completely reversed this model. I mean, frankly, ever since the beginning of our business, when I was doing it far more unconsciously and realized that I'd stumbled across something that really worked and made sense. But that, you know, a lot of clients, those ones that are really looking for that high-end solution, you would lose them if you offered them a low-end solution, right? Or a like a an online program or just a quick workshop with you, which might be some of those things that fit in what we call the low-ticket category. So we're always, from a mindset perspective, you want to be thinking about, okay, you're filling those that high-end one-to-one clients first. because they bring in the cash flow into your business. Once you've got that bit more stability, it enables you to, you know, have some time and space, and as I say, hopefully some extra cash flow as well, to start to invest in different areas of your business, right, and start to put together those different offers, and then perhaps have slightly more sophisticated marketing as well that's going to really help you. But let's look at then the tier down. This is where we call, you know, beneath the one-on-one, the VIP or accelerated program. And this is still one-to-one. I mean, it can be done in group, you know, that is possible as well. But I'm talking really for simplicity's sake today as a VIP experience or day that is one-to-one. And it's, as I say, the rapid learning and rapid results. And what this is here, how it fits in with your, let's say, that higher end offer, is that this may be a client that says, well, I really, really want to work with you, but that longer term commitment just feels too much right now. And, you know, that might be too much for many reasons. It may be, you know, it just financially it really doesn't make sense, or the time commitment feels, you know, overwhelming. And so, what if we're going to potentially lose a client, a potential client, if we've only got that high-end one-to-one? So this becomes a, well, how about we start with this instead? We have another way that we could work with you. We're still going to be taking you through some of the key steps that we would be in our longer-term program, but this way we can get started, we can build the relationship, we can build the trust. They're going to see as well that they get some great results and outcomes from working with you, right, which will build that confidence for going into those longer-term programs. So it's always good practice to have an either-or, right? It can be this or this as an offer, because we don't want it, you know, it's quite risky if it's just like, this is the only way you can work with me, and it becomes take it or leave it, right? You'll lose those clients elsewhere. And so that's where that VIP day, right, can fit in. So I've just shown you as well there, but then beneath that would be what we would call group, a group program, a leveraged program, whereby you are working one to many, something like our Accelerate Gold is a, you know, classic example of that, whereby it's, again, very, very similar content and expertise that you're sharing with your clients, but now instead of delivering it one-to-one, you're able to deliver it in a leveraged way to a group. Now, a lot of people want to start with groups, and, you know, I definitely encourage you all at some point when you, if you want to build leverage in your business, I personally absolutely love our Accelerate program, and, you know, wouldn't give it up for the world. It's not the easiest, though, in this model to get started, right? It takes a while to get it off the ground, to get, you know, to market, to get those first people in. And so there's just more complexities with getting a group started versus, as I say, selling a VIP day or even selling like a high-end one-to-one. You'll quickly see that, you know, you can have a couple of conversations to fill a VIP day or a high-end one-to-one, and yet the process for getting a group going and moving people into a group can be quite a lot more complex. So that's where the group fits there. And then low ticket at the bottom of the profit pyramid is going to be, as I say, different ways that you might work with people once you're starting to build out greater leverage in your business. So, for example, it could be that you design an online program, what we call like a do-it-yourself program, where people just pay for it, go through the modules themselves. You know, we have one called Winning at Wealth, another one, How to Get 5 Clients in 30 Days, right? These are what we would call relatively low ticket on our profit pyramid. Doesn't mean to say that they're not high value, but, you know, the price point attached to them is very different, but they're very hands-off, so they're fully automated. I don't actually have to do anything much for those programs, and as I say, it's the responsibility of the client there to actually go through them. So those are kind of examples of low ticket, but low ticket in this model could also mean attending a workshop, attending a live event, right, so that you are coming into somebody's world, you know, learning something from them. And again, from that low ticket then, especially through a conversion event, as we call them, there would be an offer up through the pyramid, right? If we're not doing low ticket there just for the sake of it. It's strategically, it's a way for people to come in, low financial risk, and, you know, experience your brilliance. But then the offer is going to be up through that pyramid, depending on the programs that you're looking to fill. So, and that's very much, you know, this is very much the model of our own business. And I can tell you very honestly and very transparently, you know, how we built that out. I mean, it was, you know, we started with exactly what I'm going to be teaching you today, which is, you know, the VIP, well, the high-end one-to-one, and then supplementing that with VIP days. And that was really all I did for a long time. And that certainly, you know, that combination of the high-end one-to-one and some VIP days, I mean, that alone can get you to $250,000. It can easily get you to six figures. And, you know, it doesn't actually have to be tons and tons and tons of hard work to get there. Once you really start to get that model clear in your head. But as I say, you could feasibly keep your business just at that level. So what we did is we had those first two levels in. They were, you know, very secure. They were becoming very consistent in the business. And then we started to build out groups. And I believe my very first group that I did had eight people in it. I mean, it was, you know, again, a small group program, but that's how we got it launched, and it was a group. And as you've seen, we've been, you know, doing things like our boutique business intensive. I mean, the Bold Women in Business event this weekend, although it's a high value, high end event, it was relatively low ticket, you know, to attend for the day. Things like our Big Bold event as well. So that's where, that's really, you know, our business model and how that fits together. So I want you to think about, you know, yeah, what do you want your profit pyramid to look like? You know, what's that mix of different things that you can be offering? Because all of these become income streams on their own, right? You would have there feasibly, you know, four income streams, different ways. So this makes your business, let's say, less vulnerable. It means you've got, you know, revenue coming in from different ways, but you've also got the strategy that's running this, that's saying, well, the revenue's coming in, but the strategy is, you know, people are going, you know, we're getting them up through that pyramid, and knowing full well that a lot of people are going to be looking for that higher end, you know, all that one-to-one attention. I've said before that there's probably the 80-20 rule is that 20% of your revenue, let me do it the other way around, 80% of your revenue can come from 20% of your clients, right, when you've got this working this way. So it really means that you're creating a lot of leverage, but we don't want, you know, 80% of your clients bringing in 20% of your revenue, right? The reverse, because that's when it feels like a lot of hard work. So moving on from there, right? Let's think about how to then get started, right? How to get started. And I'm really taking you back to the bare bones of like when I very first did my very first VIP day, and I still remember it. I still remember it to this day. And actually, the guy I sold it to, and I was so excited. I've never sold one before. And I remember getting off the phone and saying to him, "Oh my gosh, look what I just did!" And it was so easy, and it was so much fun. And it's kind of like getting started checklist, right? With some of the things that I needed to go through. So when we think about, again, that VIP day, we've got to think about, you know, what's the overall focus? What's the overall topic that we're helping our clients with? And again, this just comes back to your area of expertise, right? What is it that you're teaching people? Your signature system, we've called it. We've got a training all about signature system. You have heard me even talk about it in the sense of problem to promise, right? Those steps that you're taking, like the majority of your clients through. And you'll always see that there becomes a lot of similarities as you work with clients over time. And so your VIP day, when you're working with your clients, is typically going to be a few steps of your signature system, right? It's often not going to be the whole thing, but it's going to be those, what are those key things that you would need to take your clients through, like to really get them to a great outcome. So that's the next part of this. We've got to think about, for those ideal clients, you know, what are they coming to you for, and what are the outcomes that they would want to receive on that VIP day, right? So let me give you some examples of that, and I'll give some examples like from our own business. I'll give some examples, frankly, from some of you that are on the call today. But, you know, a lot of our clients are coming to us because they're completely overwhelmed. They don't know which direction to go to next. They're really lacking in clarity about, you know, sometimes like what are their offers. What are their different revenue streams, what's their pricing, even lacking in clarity, oftentimes even their ideal market, right, their target market. And they really need that level of clarity, the focus, direction, and they want a plan, right? But many of our VIP days are really about what does that next level look like, really getting clear on that vision, and then mapping out the plan and all of the steps that are going to get them there. And of course, you know, there's always things that emerge creatively inside of that VIP day when all of a sudden, you know, something pops and that there's, you know, a new idea, because it can be a very creative process. Like we'll be there brainstorming and really thinking about what it is they want next and what do they feel excited about. And all of a sudden, you know, a new idea can emerge from that. And then we're helping to bring that idea to fruition. So I give some examples, you know, where we've created new brands for people even in that day, because that's where we've gone off to, or the beginning, right, of a brand, or that repositioned, right, their business. Like there's, you know, they've really got refocused. They're looking at a new target market and really a new direction. But for you, some of those things as well might be, you know, say if you're in the brand, you know, in branding, it could well be that you're really helping your clients get clear on, you know, their message and their minimum viable brand that they need to move forwards with, right? So that could be, you know, a day that's dealt, you know, that's using that and really looking at then how does that translate into all of their marketing materials and what are they wanting to market next, and even setting up some priorities. And you can kind of see where, you know, this quickly builds on from one another. I had a client previously who was juicing. And in fact, she's now become a bodybuilder. So I mean, she's kind of stayed in that track. But in the end of the day, she was called something like, I think it was like the green juice goddess. It was in the very early days of when juicing was really becoming popular. And she would have a lot of clients coming to her with health problems, and they wanted to really get juicing, you know, juice cleansing going, and then building that into their sort of lifestyle and building new dietary habits for themselves. And her VIP day in the early days was all about getting their kitchen set up, you know, that people wouldn't go through and clean out their pantry and get things organized and get the right ingredients in and go through their refrigerators and buy the right, you know, Vitamix or whatever it was, the liquidizers, and actually get things ready. And her VIP day was all about that, getting them completely set up, and they absolutely loved it, right? So that's just, you know, that's one example of, again, very, very creatively. And you might be thinking, wow, do people really want help with that? And it was amazing how many of her clients, you know, that was the thing, and they felt so well taken care of. And they had really visible results as well. It felt very, very tangible because they could see something different, and then they were really, really ready to go. But some of you, if you're, you know, you may be, you know, putting together financial plans as well. Those of you that are working with clients in a very, you know, numbers oriented way, it could be that you're doing a massive cleanup for your clients, helping them establish, you know, budgets, forecasting, you know, and really putting those numbers together in spreadsheets. I mean, that's the kind of thing, you know, that could happen in a VIP day experience. So the possibilities are really endless. So you want to think about, though, for your, you know, for your clients, what would be the outcomes that they would receive, like from working with you, and typically what are going to be the things that they're going to be most looking for. And then, or just get clear in your own mind as well as the cost to your client of not solving that problem. Because that's, again, where, again, this is the same for all of our programs, right, and all of your programs and offers. But sometimes those things that we take for granted, again, that are so easy for us, like my girlfriend that was, say, organizing their kitchens and everything, and she loved doing it. I mean, that just felt, you know, monumental to her clients. And they knew full well that if they didn't kickstart with that, they would never get started. And it was going to have a knock-on effect on their health and their energy. And they were still piling on pounds that they didn't want, right, and feeling frustrated. So just think about, you know, what is that? What is the cost to your clients of staying stuck? Because that VIP day offer is a really great solution. And then you want to start to think about, yeah, what does your, you know, what would you like your offer to look like? This can be, as I say, so creative. You can really think about, one of the ways I love to think about this is, well, what would I love? Like if I was, you know, getting the VIP treatment, what would feel really like special for me? You know, so I know we love nice boutique hotels. We like nice, you know, locations. We have a lovely country club. So even when we were moving here to the States and we chose the country club where we actually live and the house that we live in now, you know, we chose the country club primarily because we wanted to deliver our VIP days there. We were already doing them in Europe, and that was one of the things that we'd said, well, this is a perfect location because I would want to come into this. It feels special, right, for me. And so we wanted to create that experience for our clients as well. So start to think about, yeah, what do you want that to look like so that you would feel really excited about delivering it? And then you start to think about as well, you know, even bonuses, right, and other gifts that you can put together so that you now start to create this experience. So I've actually given you, you know, a checklist there just as some ideas. And again, this is, you know, just a quick checklist to get you started, but you may come up with completely different things. But, you know, is there going to be a report or a recording or a video recording, you know, of your VIP day? I'm going to go off on a tangent here now because I'm remembering another VIP day that we did on somebody's personal brand. It was really interesting. She was actually just about to go over $1 million in revenue. I mean, powerhouse. And speaking career was taking off. And she said, I really, really need some help on branding. But it was specifically personal branding. She said, you know, would you help me? And we, you know, custom designed a VIP day for her. And it was, you know, one of the things that actually was really important for her is she said, I've just got these clothes and I want to bring them and I want to show you them because I want you to see what I'm wearing and the colors and everything. And, you know, we took photos and so that she could really see herself. And then, of course, you know, giving her advice and guidance on, you know, new color palettes and like how to change up her personal look and personal grooming so that she was, you know, natural, but she still was a lot more polished. And that led into, you know, because she just got so excited and like clear on that piece that before we knew it, Robert was, you know, all of a sudden redesigning, you know, her brand and her, like her websites and logos and things. I mean, even, not completely, but she had some pieces there and he said, I can do you like an afraid of this right here, like today. So it became really fun, right? Just part of, you know, and that was kind of like, you know, there was bonus stuff in there that just naturally emerged on the day from the work that happened. But you can think about things like, you know, done for you materials. You know, that's when you've got things like worksheets and templates and scripts or a workbook that could be really great. Giving clients a journal to work with, you know, or a special gift bag, a free ticket to a live event. Our VIP days always have, you know, a free ticket to one of our live events so that, you know, they can continue that experience. Right, and we're building that relationship together. We love to do private limo service, so we have one of our drivers, you know, always pick up our clients on the day, you know, drive them to their VIP day and take them home. Or you can think about things like assessments. Right, some of you are using psychometric tools or things like Strength Finders or MBTI. Again, those can just, you know, be bonuses that you put together inside of that program, or you may have, you know, another person that you're working with, or referral partners that have a relevant program, right, that could be a great fit, you know, that you say, well, I'm working with them on this, but, you know, we could add in this bonus of this and would love to bring them, right, that additional bonus. So you want to start to think about, you know, what are those extra pieces? And then choosing your delivery method. I said earlier that, you know, you can do virtual or in person. Again, that's totally up to you. You could most definitely do this through something like Zoom or Skype. If you're going to be doing it in person, then you need to be thinking about, you know, what is the location? Where is it going to take place? What type of venue? For sure, pricing as well to get started, right? You've got to know what your figure is that you want to be charging. And just as a ballpark there, because one of the next questions that always comes up is, well, how much do people charge? And honestly, you know, I've seen anything from, you know, really $500 all the way through to, you know, $30,000. So the range is enormous. And certainly as your skill increases in VIP days and you become more confident and really super focused about the work that you're doing as well, that the value certainly goes up. But I would be recommending, you know, to get started, I wouldn't really want any of you to be charging less than 1,000. You know, 997 for a day can be, you know, that can be a great place just to get started. And kind of build out the program and build your confidence at the same time. And, of course, you're going to want to look at how are you going to market them. I'll come back to that later, just some different ways to market them. And, of course, then payment options as well. You know, if there's a payment plan, typically speaking, you know, the payment plan would need to be delivered. A large part of it, if not all of it, would be paid before the VIP day itself actually takes place. Or if you have some continuing services afterwards, then at that point, right, you might have a final payment that comes, say, 30 days after delivering the VIP day. But you certainly wouldn't have a payment plan over 6 months for a short program like this. Let me just take a quick sip of water. So one of the things that I then put together is I thought this would be really helpful is to start to look at the structure of, you know, loosely, I mean, all of these things are, as I say, there's flexibility inside of here, but classically what our own VIP day looks like. Because there are a couple of ways to actually design them, and I've seen different coaches, you know, doing them very different ways. So some coaches can be very content-based. It's like this is almost like the curriculum that we're taking you through, and there's not a lot of moving outside of the scope of that. And then there's, you know, custom, like highly custom, you know, what is it that you, you know, want to get out of your VIP day? And then we design the VIP day based on that. And then oftentimes there may be a blended version, right, that it really is co-created with the client as to what are their, you know, what are their goals, what are the outcomes that they want to achieve. And then you know that you've got, you know, content and curriculum and tools and exercises that can help get them to those outcomes. So our VIP day, the way they're actually designed, is very much the co-created model. And so what happens is once somebody's said yes to a VIP day, one of the next things that will happen is they actually get an hour session with me before the day takes place. And they'll have filled in a business assessment as well prior to that. So I'm already getting quite a lot of information on those clients, and I know what their, you know, their overall goals are for the year and sort of where they're at now. But I'm using that session to really go into some visioning about what it is that they really want, and to make sure that those goals really are theirs, and, you know, they feel excited about that. And sometimes it's honestly as well to just even clarify, like just clarify some questions. So we have that 1 hour beforehand, and that serves a couple of purposes. I mean, A, it really helps set us up for designing the agenda for the VIP day itself. But secondly, which I think is really important, is the minute I've connected with those clients and we've gone through their materials, my brain's really starting to get to work, like on their business, you know. So like I'm in that creative process, and so really thinking about, you know, ideas of how we're going to help them and what needs to change and all the rest of it. And then we go into the VIP day itself. So our VIP days currently are 6 hours long. And I've even put some of the timings here. We actually do ours from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And I chose, this was the time frame that honestly worked really well for me, knowing that I'm going to be, you know, in solid delivery one-on-one for that day. That's a day that I like to be able to start later, right, so that I'm, you know, well-prepared, focused. I've got my, you know, power walk in and a healthy breakfast and everything in so that I'm, like, in the best shape possible for those clients as well. And we'll start off then, as you see, this VIP day format, kind of broken it down into, like, four main sections. But the first, you know, that first segment when we come together is all about, you know, welcoming them, establishing the goals for the day. And oftentimes we've spoken about them previously, but I want to make sure that nothing's changed since, and are we still on the same page? So really, you know, what are those goals for the day? To describe the flow of the day, you know, again, I'll share an overview of this is what you can expect. I'll say things like, you know, we're going to be, you know, as we get together and we're talking and brainstorming, there's going to be, you know, other ideas that pop out. So, you know, we might find ourselves going off on tangents to explore something further. And I'll say, you know, we've got to be open to, as I say, that creative process and the things that can emerge, because there's a certain amount that, you know, is unexpected. And when that happens, it's always a really great bonus in any case. But just so that they're aware of that, we have Robert that's also a part of our VIP days. Sometimes he's literally been giving people color palettes and different things that have happened, or he's been researching, you know, if we've been looking at perhaps a new direction that they want to go in, Robert might be researching, you know, what are some similar service providers? What does the competition look like? What other examples can we, you know, find? So he's really quick on like the researching and putting together other resources and tools during the VIP day. And he's also, I mean, he's obviously got a valuable voice as well in some of the, you know, the brainstorming sessions, but he's also putting together an overall report of the day that we're actually able to deliver to the clients a couple of days later, so that there's a, you know, documentation. So in that early morning, I'm just talking about those different roles and the expectations that, you know, everyone's on the same page. And then we start to go into teaching. Now, in this particular case, I've kind of broken this down into like four steps. But, you know, what are those main segments, those main things that we would be, you know, starting with? And, you know, I know in our work, we're always starting with vision. It's like, what is that bigger picture? You know, let's set some of those goals, some of those specific goals. What are some of the obstacles that are in the way? And then we start to, like, reverse engineer the plan and build out priorities as we go along. But there's always a mix of coaching and teaching, right? That's the style of ours. So we're kind of going between those the whole time. And there could be, you know, valuable mindset work as well. I mean, there will be mindset work that's also being taught in that process. So, you know, we'll typically have a break. Again, it's pretty informal, but you want to have some breaks throughout the VIP day so that it's just not completely overwhelming. You know, grab a coffee, stretch, go outside, do a different type of activity as well, just to shift the energy. And then we'd be going into our session, you know, before lunch. And so again, there, you know, we're just carrying on working at that point, really getting in the flow of different brainstorming. Perhaps there's some experiential exercises. I use a big whiteboard as well. I'm mapping things out on a whiteboard and post-it notes typically as well. We're sort of pulling things together. And then we want to be at this point really checking in with the clients as well throughout this process. You know, I'm continually looking for signs, you know, is this making sense? Do they really, you know, look like, are they getting excited about where this is going? Are they getting some ahas? I'm checking in with the clients, like, what's been valuable so far? Like, where are you at now? You came in this morning. We've got set these goals. And at that point, halfway through the day, some of those ones we may be already checking off, right, that we've addressed it or that we know we've got to kind of come back to it. So, again, we'll have a lunch. In our VIP days, they definitely tend to be working lunches just because there is a lot to cover. But, again, slightly different pace, have lunch. You know, oftentimes we get a little bit more social then as well, so it's just the emphasis is off work for a while just so we can all refresh, you know, take a break, and then we come back in for those afternoon sessions. So, again, now that those are, you're going to be teaching, working towards those goals, you know, checking in with the clients constantly. And so that by the time we get to that very last segment, we're really pulling it all together. We're doing a summary of the day, a summary of the key points, you know, what are some of the most important things that they've learned so far? What are they taking away at this moment? And then we're creating a plan with clear next steps. And again, you know, you'll see some of these tools right there. They're from our boutique business school and model. But, you know, this is where we would, you know, literally practically do scrum boards with clients. You know, we'll turn up with laminated scrum boards or big bold plans, and we're working those out together, like one-on-one. So, you know, they're actually physically leaving with sometimes that is already in their hand. So it's already done and ready to go. And again, this can be a perfect time as well. Again, one of the reasons why I love VIP days is you really are building a very intimate relationship very quickly with a client. And you start to get an idea as to, you know, if they really are going to be a great client to work with longer term. So it is an opportunity to be able to make that offer into continued working with you, right, at the end of the day and perhaps putting that conversation on the table. And we're very open and direct about that. You know, we will let the clients know that we're, you know, really excited to work with them, and we can see the possibilities and how we help, you know, how we know that we could help them. And that's a great place to be able to make that offer into the next steps. So I'm going to do a quick check-in just with you quickly. I'd love to see a couple of hands up. Star 2 on the on your handset. Star 2 on your handset. Will just raise your hand on my dashboard so I can unmute your line. The question I'm going to ask is, what's been most valuable to you so far in hearing this morning. So just one hand up right now. So let's have one more person with a hand up. Star 2 to raise your hand. What's been most valuable so far? Good morning, Sharon.
How come I'm always first?
Yay, you're back winning the first.
My comment about what's most valuable is also a question. The format of the full day really helps because I've been making my VIP days sort of half days and doing a really quick plan around a half day, partly because I'm working at a lower end price point and it's been, in my mind, harder to sell a full day VIP day. I usually do my half days as part of my whole package. And I haven't done very many just VIP days. So I guess what I'm wondering is sometimes I find there's such an intense brain level working with this that, you know, people are really fatigued by lunchtime. And I'm wondering about the idea of splitting it into 2 days. And, you know, I'm mostly working with local people where that, you know, distance isn't an issue. So that people have time to sort of think about things overnight and then come back refreshed and do another second morning, or even have, you know, a few days in between and come back and do the second part. And I'm just wondering about feedback for that.
I would experiment with something like that, Sharon. You know, I think it could be interesting to look at, are you trying to cram in too much in that half day as well? And that's almost leading to the overwhelm. So that's just something to look at. But, yeah, it is an intense way to work with people. That's what I say, it is accelerated. And there would be nothing wrong with, as you say, doing it in two half-day segments, you know, letting them sleep and then going again, and or otherwise putting a few days in between.
Okay, and I guess that could even work if I'm doing them online, like through Zoom or something like that.
Yeah, what I would be doing then as well, I mean, and that's where I think that model can work really well is for really gaining momentum is that at the end of that first half day, you are really specific on exactly what they have to do next and before they get to the next half day.
Yeah. The other thing is I think it's just my own energy level. By 3 in the afternoon, my brain isn't as sharp. And so I guess I'm worried that I might not be able to do all that amazing quick summary and stuff like that as well as I can do if I've also had time to think about it and see where we got and do some checking in. So
yeah, totally. I would experiment. And that's why I love this format anyway, is frankly, this is all open for experimentation and creativity. And I agree with you. I mean, they can be very intense. That's why I say to you, you know, for me, I'm getting up, I'm really making sure I'm at my best, sleep well the night before. I mean, it's like, because it is, it's a lot of brain power.
Yeah, and then I guess the other thing is that, you know, I worry about what price point to market them at that makes sense within, you know, my rate of $5,000 for 6 months. What does a day, you know, a day is still pretty steep. And so I guess, maybe I'm answering my own question. Maybe they're not my ideal client if they're not ready to do that kind of a spend before we get going.
Exactly. And I wouldn't want to see yours at anything less than 2,000 for a day.
Yeah. That's kind of where I put it at. It's, you know, 2,000.
Yeah, 1997, of course, you know, because we play those silly games with numbers. But that's where I would absolutely see yours, Sharon, to get it launched.
Yeah. Okay, this is really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, let's whilst we've got a couple of you on the line. So we've got a caller. 4017 is the last few digits.
That's Nancy. Good morning. How are you?
Nancy, good morning. I'm great. So what's been valuable to you so far?
Your timing is absolutely impeccable, considering that I will be doing 3 VIP days in a row in exactly 2 weeks.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Yep, and so this is great, very helpful. And really, it just kind of confirms for me what I had already started to envision for these days and what I had already started to put together. So the timing is wonderful. And just coincidentally, because the three people that I'll be doing the VIP dice with are also coming to my event. They've all extended their trips before or after, so I'll be able to do them all in person, which I'm looking forward to. So this has been great. Thank you.
Perfect. Great. Love it when there's good timing as well. Let's just take one more, and then those of you that have still got your hands up, we're going to come back and do some questions anyway, so don't worry. We've got a 9544 caller.
Oh, that's me, Vanessa. It's Ashana.
Hey, Ashana. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, again, I'm like Nancy. The timing couldn't be better because I just scheduled a VIP day for next month. And I really appreciated the flow of what it can look like because I tend to over-deliver and do too much, try to do too much. So actually having it broken down like that and segmented in manageable chunks, and the whole piece about an hour before and adding the two sessions, talking to them for an hour beforehand and getting everything lined up. I was doing that, but I love the 2 half-hour follow-up sessions, and I love being a little more creative with some of the things that I can add into there. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe what I just do is just up the price and add James's session into it automatically.
Oh, so. I would definitely. I mean, that's what, you know, if frankly, even though I was thinking about, you know, like those bonuses from other referral partners, I had you guys in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be so juicy, you know, I mean, yes, and it's so supportive. It's not, you know, it's so relevant and supportive to the process you're taking them through.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So my question for you then is how much in advance would you do that preliminary session?
Good question. Ours tend to be, about a week out.
Okay.
Yeah, they tend to be. And I say that it doesn't always fall that way because sometimes, you know, clients come on, they want a VIP day, they want it now. We're filling, you know, sometimes it can be 2 days apart. But I think in ideally around about a week before is good. That's probably my ideal.
Okay. That's great.
Good. Great to hear it. I'm loving that you're already, we've got all VIP days already. And, you know, what Ashana was saying there as well, and listen, you know, so Ashana, I'm teasing you like you're the only one that does this, like trying to cram in too much. That's going to be pretty much everybody in this program is going to be guilty of that. So that's where you want to think about, you know, scaling back at times what you are putting in, because remembering that this is an accelerated version and a part of working with you over the longer term. And not doing this from a mean place, people can only take so much. Right, so you'll be far better off to give them less content, but even find ways that they can remember it, integrate it, do some experiential exercises, right? Do something that actually makes it easier for them to, as I say, retain that learning than trying to cram in so much and then they walk away kind of confused and overwhelmed. So really and truly, oftentimes less is more. With these, and as I say, I think part of the skill of delivering them is that you will also become really laser focused and you kind of get straight down to business and stay on track with your agenda and moving the flow of the day along. So the last piece then to move to is then thinking about, yes, so how do you market? Right? How do you market? And we've, again, very, very simple flow because I want you to just see how all of these things fit together. But, you know, marketing to fill VIP days, the easiest, lowest cost is to be, you know, hand inviting. If you've got a brand new program, if you, you know, perhaps you made an offer to somebody previously and it was a, you know, a really a higher end program that they couldn't come into, this could be a great opportunity to reach back out to them, to find out if they're still looking for help, and to share that you're really excited that you've got a brand new program that you thought would be perfect for them, and you're hand inviting them, right? You can, you know, write an email campaign, again, to your list, make an offer. I mean, typically you would make an offer into quick audit sessions. So, again, whatever that area of expertise is, you know, it's like, hey, Susie, are you still looking for help with X, Y, and Z? Because, you know, we'd love to, you know, we'd love to help you with that, love to have a quick conversation, you know, get on my calendar here and let's brainstorm some ideas together, right? And you're inviting them into essentially a quick audit type session with you. Speaking, we spoke about, you know, getting speaking gigs. So many of you are, you know, really needing and wanting to be getting more speaking gigs. We gave you a load of resources for that at the last ABI. But this, again, is a perfect opportunity from the stage, inviting people into, you know, quick audit, free consultation, strategy session, I mean, and any combination thereof. But from there, you'd make an offer into a VIP day, workshop, live event. You know, again, these are all of our flows of, you know, how people come into our business model. So, or a webinar. So a live event or workshop or an online webinar, all of these basically would go through that conversation to get to the VIP day. It's, people don't know what they are. So we can't just say, hey, it's a VIP day. We actually, shame on us, because we've been really lame, we never, ever named anything. So I know in one of these lists I've said, well, you should be thinking about the title of yours. We called it a VIP day from the beginning, and that name stuck. And that's a generic term that a lot of people in our industry use. Yours would be, could be called something else. But remember, your clients still don't know what it is. So it's very difficult to sell straight from stage or an email campaign or a workshop straight into a VIP day, because it is going to be still a higher ticket item. It will require that conversation. So all of these strategies are going through that funnel. And as I say, a lot of your VIP days will translate into a premium offer. I think you could probably reasonably expect, if you're really working with your ideal clients, that 50% of your VIP day clients, you know, could go up into your longer offer. Now, and again, I'm sharing with you really transparently about how we do that in our business, because I said at the beginning, we have our long-term programs. And some of you will know this because this has happened for you. You know, our longer-term programs like Accelerate Platinum, where people are working with me privately, or Stella, they have a VIP day in there. And so what happens is, if they've started with a VIP day, which several of you, you know, many of you have, and then you go into that longer-term program, all we're doing is we remove the cost of the VIP day from that longer-term program. Right, nothing complex, very simple math, unless somebody was to say, once in a while we've had somebody say, actually, no, I really do want to keep a VIP day, but like, can I have it for 6 months down the line? And so, yes, there, you know, then it's still the full program. So lots of flexibility in how to do this. And I just want you to think about this now, you know, from a numbers perspective as well, is thinking about the number that, you know, you would love to be charging for these days, and how do you get to that number? I mean, again, we spoke about this briefly at the ABI. It's really looking at the number that you want to get, you know, that you'd love, you know, ideally you'd love to get. It's looking at the, you know, that would be a real stretch for you as well. It's got to, you know, it's really going to be a stretch. And then looking at what you really, really know it's worth, right? That you're absolutely solid that, no, absolutely it is worth this amount. And then you're typically just going to, you know, pick a number between the two of them so that you've got that solid grounding to start with, and it's stretching, but it's not overwhelming, right? Because it should feel, as I say, like a really big stretch for you. when you first sell it. It should feel exciting. I think that first one that I sold, I'm just trying to remember now, I am pretty, I'm pretty sure that I sold it for $2,500. And I'd never sold one, so that was like my starting price. And I guess I was, you know, being bold. Even though we didn't have that branding back then, it was already alive in me. And then that client, we did, and that was actually for a virtual VIP day for that client. And immediately following that VIP day, I made an offer, and he went into a six-month program, which back then was $12,000, right? So, again, we can start to see those revenue streams building up quickly. And I want you to think about, just for yourself, like start to set some goals. Once you've got your price, say, well, how many would you really like to be delivering each month, right? What feels really reasonable? And you can go conservatively with this. You know, don't go crazy. But it might be that you're setting a goal initially of, you know, 1 to 2 VIP days a month. Right? And I want you to put the numbers on those. You know, let's imagine that you are going to charge, say, $2,000, right, for the day to get started. Like I said to Sharon, like $19.97, right? So you know, 2 a month of 2 days like that, that could be $4,000, right? $4,000 over a year is $48,000, right? It adds up quickly. Now, let's just imagine, so that's 2 a month, that's 24 a year. Let's imagine that out of that 24, you do get, I mean, even if we went really conservatively now, let's say a third of them signed up into higher programs, right? So I'm doing this math really quickly in my head here. So that would be 8. And let's imagine that your higher program was $4,000, right? No, let's put it at a 5. Actually, I'm just taking Sharon your numbers here. So this is working out a good revenue stream for you. So I hope you're paying attention. But let's imagine, yeah, the longer term program is $5,000 and 8 people go into it. Well, that's $40,000, right? So you can see just with those 2 programs, working with 8 clients longer term and doing 2 VIP days a month. That there is a, if I've done my maths correctly, I think that was $88,000-ish, as she says. Somebody needs to be working out those numbers for me in revenue, right? So as I said, you can easily do 6 figures using that model, and you're going to see there are tons of fun. Clients will love them. You will really, really enjoy them too. So let's put some more hands up for some questions. Where are you at with this? What ideas are coming up for you? What questions are coming up? Where are you seeing this, you know, fitting in your business? And I believe this is James. Good morning. Hi, James. Is that you?
Yeah, sorry. I was on mute.
It's all good.
I'm just thinking about doing a VIP day. I realized when you started talking about this at the ABI that I'm delivering that kind of information to people now. And so I never looked at it as extending it out like that or bringing people in for concentrated times because, and then I have another question because how is that, connect or how can it go into, like if I wanted to group, mentor a high group of people? You know, could that work inside of that or are those two different things and I shouldn't be looking at that?
So sorry, if you wanted to do a group VIP day?
No, not a group VIP day. What I'm talking about is mentoring people and having the VIP day as the initial piece inside of the mentoring for say I'm looking at mentoring maybe 6 people at a time and putting that in as a cost of part of that program. So I'm not just doing it as a one-off, I'm actually doing it as part of a program as well.
And are you thinking that the mentoring part would be group?
The mentoring part is going to be group, but the VIPs would all be separate and,
yeah,
and individual.
Yeah, so definitely. Definitely. So you, that would be exactly the way to do it. So it's a, you know, if you were, as you say, building other people's right expertise in what you do, I think that's what you're talking about there, is,
right,
so you'd have exactly, you do the one-on-one VIP day with each of them privately, which is highly custom to them. And then and then absolutely, it just goes into the group mentoring program.
And that's going to be virtual, more than likely to begin with, and not on site. So
you
bringing people, bringing people in at least for that VIP day, but the VIP is in person for me anyway.
Yeah, and the advantage of doing the VIP in person, especially when you're going into then group afterwards, again, it's back to building that relationship. It's why we have that blended in this business and, you know, in the boutique school as well, because otherwise it's trickier, right? Not that it's impossible, it's trickier to build the relationship just online. So if they've done the VIP day with you, they've got that bonding with you, and now it becomes easier if you then teach a mentor online virtually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's something to think about for me anyway, because I never even imagined that right now. So.
Yeah, totally.
And thank you for Saturday. That was awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've still got the flowers on my desk here.
Yeah, we do too.
Basking in the afterglow. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I think we've got LJ next.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. I just had a really quick question around, so I know we can do them online or in person. I've done both in the past, and I find that in person is by far my delivery of choice of a VIP day. My conversion is about almost double of what it is online.
Yeah.
So I prefer those. My question is really, my statement first, my admittance here is that I am typically bouncing back and forth without any consistency on whether or not travel expenses are wrapped into it or billed separately. So I just kind of want to get a diehard rule here to make it clean and make them all the same. What's your thought process around, the VIP days on site, knowing full well that, as you do, that all of my clients are flights for me and stays for me. So what are your thought processes as far as wrapping it into the cost or billing it out separately? I've actually had people request that second part. What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess my first comment, actually, LJ, in your case, would be, why do you need to go to them as opposed to them coming to you?
For me, I've done both, but especially with our location at the moment, it's a little bit more remote for our post at the moment. So it would be more comfortable to both of us, I think, for me to go to them.
Okay. So again, this is just food for thought, right? Because I know you've got, a big workload and big client load already. The thing is, the more travel you put in, the more time it takes for you. And so your profitability on those VIP days actually goes down.
Yeah.
So what you could have there, and again, this of course depends. So, we happen to live in Scottsdale, which most of the year is a very desirable location to come to, not always in mid-July and August. But, it's kind of a destination place. But there may even be somewhere even nearby-ish to where you're living that's just an attractive location. And so the invitation is, you set up a location there. People are coming into you because now they're kind of out of the weeds of their daily business, right? And at that particular case, they pay for their travel.
Right.
Now, if you do it the other way, what I would encourage you to do at that point then is you've definitely got to look at, well, how many hours does it really take to travel, the hassle, the setup, the pack? I mean, it's all of those things. And then I suspect your price would need to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And, as somebody that has to, and I'm going to speak from, you know, obviously people that do invoice me considerably throughout the month for different things. I have to say, when there's travel, I really want it to be, it does, in fact, frankly enough, it does actually have to be transparent, because otherwise from an accounting perspective, it gets really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to see typically receipts and plane tickets and all the rest of it, because then those are going against an expense in our business.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, yeah. So I think you've really got to keep it clean that way.
Mm.
But I would be looking at, yes, if you're traveling, I think you could have two different prices, LJ. If they're coming to you, it's one price. But if you're going to them, it's a higher price.
No, that sounds good. No, that helps. Thank you.
You're really welcome. Okay, Miss Carolyn.
Hi there, Vanessa.
Hi.
I just, on this topic, it's as happened at the ABI as well as when you were talking about VIP days. Afterwards, I've realized that the place in my business where I think I can fold this particular model in somewhat is in the book concept discussion up at the very front. And I made some notes at that time of all that I could load into there, of things, discussions, and ideas that need to be sorted out at some point. I think that's still where I'm at, and I just need to look at that and the pricing of it, which I may talk with you about during the coaching, Jim, because I've got a lot of pricing questions.
Okay.
Which
absolutely.
Is the thing that I actually woke up this morning thinking, I really hope I can ask Vanessa about this. It's almost more of a mindset question than even the pragmatics, although it leads into the pragmatics, and that is I'm looking and realizing the whole question of pricing and how to bring people on to buy into the price that I want to offer, that I want to ask, and my own, how to do that. It's how to educate them about the value of working with me to get the kind of book that I can help them create versus it's so easy for people to put together a less expensive but more mediocre book that may be fine for their purposes, but I'm standing for a certain kind of thing in the market.
Yeah, so Carolyn, have you gone
elements
through the value-based
ahead of time?
Have you gone through the value-based pricing module recently?
No.
I'm going to recommend that you go through that again, and frankly, everybody. I mean, that's one to keep revisiting as well, because it starts to give you a process there of even questions and things that again, there's a process there that helps you get clear on the value. Then there's actually a process of questions that you can take the client through to establish value.
Okay. And that is
okay.
Is that a content call? Or
it's
is
a
that
content
a...
call. Yeah,
okay.
It's called value-based pricing.
Okay.
And just in case you can't ask it, just tag Robert. And if you can't find it, tag Robert and he can give you a direct link for it.
Okay. All right.
Because a lot of it is there. We need to be able to take clients through a process so that, you know, we see the value first. We don't want to be convincing them of the value because that's never going to work. But then we take them through a process of questioning, which means they determine the value for them.
Okay, great.
Okay. And again, it is back to... You know, and I said this to you before, it's like, well, what do you want? If you want a quick thrown together book that, you know, feels like every other book, then I'm not the best provider for you.
Yeah.
If you want really high quality, a book that's going to be read, you know, with, you know, very detailed editing and that's a, you know, an excellent product that you can feel proud of, then we speak.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. And thank you also for Saturday.
I have
15, 16 contacts, but I had at least half that many, if not more, good conversations and some good people to follow up with. So it's very good for
good.
Me.
Yeah, there were some great people there. And it was wonderful to see you there, Carolyn. It really was. There were really good people. I think we have Diane next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
as I started listening today, I thought, oh my gosh, this is the perfect replacement for me for anything consult. You know, people want to hire me for probably the hour to consult and stuff like that, and they're usually not prepared and they're not even ready to get anything done. So then as you started talking, I thought of all the different topics. And like, as I try to divide my day, there's no way, I mean, I can get them through the whole process. So I guess I'm asking, do you ever do it? Do you narrow the focus to like just the first part? And then if you want, they could hire me again for another VIP further along in the process. I mean, usually for me, the process is pretty similar for everyone. I mean, there are logical steps. So do you narrow that for the initial, like I think Carolyn just said concept. I thought that was, you know, the initial consult, or how do you handle that? What do you suggest?
Yeah, great question, Diane. And I think it is that, as you say, there's no way. I mean, and most of us, when we look at all the different ways that we could help clients with, we just know full well that with it, and the idea is not to take them through everything. The idea is to get them to initial outcomes. And so what I would be looking at in your business is go back to your signature system and kind of like those big steps that you take the clients through. As you say, whether, you know, that first one is going to be something around overall concept, right? Overall design and styles, I'm guessing, right? Those sorts of things.
Okay.
And that could well be, I mean, in your case, it may be like a half day VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even there, I mean, do you have places, again, I'm free flowing this right now, but are there even places or design centers or something that you could be even taking them around or visiting, like that would really help that creative process for them?
Exactly. And just sourcing, it'd be a good opportunity for them to get a game plan for sourcing, things like that. So I guess I'm looking at it as an opportunity to be of help, to really, really get them focused, and they're doing all the running around instead of me. Love that. Or we do it together in one center, you know. So I'm just trying to get my head around it, how far I could go in one day. They may buy a series. They might buy it once, come back at another point in the process when they're stuck. Or it could be a series for me of VIP days or VIP half days. You can buy a series of, you know, 5 or 10 VIP half days to get you through the process. You're doing it all. I'm just guiding.
Totally. Yeah. And it could be even a combination of, as I say, you've got to kind of look at, okay, what do they need? What do you want to help them with and deliver? Because in your case, I'm thinking it could be like a series of half day VIP days where you're, as you say, literally with them. And then what you do is you build in some sort of touch points that are, you know, one-on-one calls with you in between that to kind of just keep moving the process along.
Great. And keep them moving. And then when it comes to very specific things that they can't do on their own, that they don't have the tools or experience to do, like spatially speaking, usually, you know, if you're going to remodel and you're going to blow it up and start over, that's me. Architects call me to do that because they can't make them happy. So that is an area of expertise. That would have to be something that wouldn't, I don't know how to work that in, because I don't even know how to move forward without a plan. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even try without a plan. People do it all the time, but I wouldn't. So how do I work that into the whole, I guess it could be my first VIP homework and the first VIP as a meteor cost. Does that make sense?
I mean, would you be, I mean, no, in this, I mean, is part of that VIP with them, you know, the process is that you actually are developing the plan with them.
Right. But it would require for me, it would require the measuring and the physical manipulation of space to even have the plan to work. I mean, all the other steps in my mind and in my process require a plan. That's what makes
it work.
And
I still
that's
think
what makes
still,
it save money.
That's what makes it work. So that's just what you would build in, though, still to your services. It's that, you know, part of it is going to be all of that measuring and the prep, you know?
So that would be like my homework prior to the first VIP.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a bit like me getting the business assessment and starting to go through things, right? It's like, where am I prepping and doing the homework? So in this case, yes, that's your almost pre-VIP. It's like you've got to have all of that data so that you are, you know, putting that plan together. And I'm imagining that what they would have then is they end up with a plan and sort of designs and ideas that they can either hire you to implement, or otherwise you're going to give them the tools and resources to be able to do it themselves.
Yeah, I could really develop something different with that. And if they,
I know,
if they have that do-it-yourself or mind, I could still facilitate them through without running around for nothing.
Totally.
That'd be great.
Yep. Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, I've got a lot to work on here. Yes, that's very
good.
Exciting. Thank you.
Oh, great question. Okay, and we have another caller from Phoenix 3380.
That's Victoria, Vanessa.
Hey, Victoria, good morning.
I have two questions. One is, if I were using a conversion, a workshop, maybe 3 hours, maybe four, as a conversion activity, how much of that workshop content do you actually explain or train in your VIP day, or do you just start by applying it, have them come, they've been at the workshop, do you just start by applying it, or do you kind of go back over that?
That's such a great question. You know, because now we're into how much of it have they really retained. I know, that's a really great question, Victoria. Here's the thing as well, I've realized this over the years, and think about, and I know you're early on in our program, but those people that have been with us for a long time, there's things that you're hearing time and time again, and you hear it differently, or all of a sudden it lands differently and you're ready to hear it. So even if you've taught something in a workshop, I think you can still be revisiting that once you get into a VIP day. Because sometimes, especially if they've signed up for that VIP day and they've committed to being a client, they will hear it in a very different way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And many times, you know, you might hear it, or there's a different principle behind it, or there's a different even book reference behind it, and I could just switch it up and add different content to the same principles in the VIP day, which would make it sound different and maybe make it easier for them to hear or understand. Or is that confusing?
Yeah, and it's like we don't have, and again, you don't have to always think about it, you know, like it's got to be different because I taught it in the workshop and now I go somewhere else. In fact, I used to make that mistake, Victoria, and then I realized that people had massive dead gaps because they were kind of like, I'd raced ahead. So, for example, we may have been teaching something around champagne clients and ideal clients in something like the Boutique Business Intensive. Well, that's a classic thing that we would then be doing in a VIP day, is helping a client really segment those clients, like with real names on them, and like where do they really fit in terms of new programs.
Okay.
So, like, same concept, but now we start to really do the work around it.
Okay, right. Okay, so implement the concept with them. Okay. And then my other question, something I may have misheard you say, which is you said that if somebody goes into a higher-end program, works with you one-on-one, that you either remove the cost of the VIP day or you remove the VIP day. Would you clarify that?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of both, depending on where it comes in. So let's imagine that somebody comes in with us and they start with a VIP day.
Okay.
And then they go into Stella program, for example. At that point, in Stella, Stella has a VIP day in it, right? That's the full pricing of Stella includes a VIP day. So at that point, we would take it out, and we're often reducing the price because basically what's happened is they just pay for the VIP part first and then the balance of the program.
Huh. Right. So
it ends up being the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of them saying, "Well, oh, there's a VIP day. Oh, now I don't really need one." So in that place, that's when we might say, "That's fine. We'll just remove it because you've actually already had it."
Okay.
And obviously, we're then adjusting that cost down because they've already paid for a VIP day separately.
Right. Or do you allow them? You said something about scheduling ones 6 months later. So if you're at a different place, a second VIP day, you just that you just pay the full
exactly.
price.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So sometimes we've had, yes, exactly that, clients that have said, oh, my God, this is so valuable. I absolutely know. I mean, I've got clients who work with me right now, and they're in my head because that's exactly what they said. They said, we know full well we need another one in 6 months' time. We're going to do all of this, and we need another one.
Right.
So, yes, at that point, we build it in. And in our business model, we definitely give financial incentives when people are, you know, going to the next program. So we'd adjust the price down slightly for that. There's going to be a benefit because they're already signing on as a client.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great questions. And I think Sharon may have her hand up again. Sharon.
Deposit of $1,000 and then they break it up into monthly. How do I market? And that's hard for them a lot of times. They see it as a big $900 a month to keep going, depending on what level they've purchased. So how do I get them to convince that to spend to right up front? You know, and maybe with a couple of payments, how could I make that more palatable? I'm just struggling with that. And maybe it is going back to what you said about the, looking at the module on value-based pricing. But
yes,
I just wondering.
Sorry, Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, my dashboard's gone crazy and funky over here all of a sudden, so I've like lost you there. Can you really quickly ask the question again because I missed most of it?
Oh, sorry. It's a stretch for my clients to pay the monthly fees and the initial $1,000 deposit a lot of the time. So how do I, if I'm charging $2,000 and, you know, I'm doing, you know, the VIP day and maybe a couple of follow-up sessions, how can I make it palatable so it's seen as less challenging to do a VIP day and then, you know, by the end of the VIP day, they should love working with me and want to sign on to keep going. But I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it's honestly, there's your mindset coming into play here. You know, those clients that want that VIP one-on-one custom experience, you know, they know that there's a price tag attached to that. So I think, you know, this is more about not making it palatable. It's really, you know, showing the value. And I did hear you say, yes, it's a value-based pricing module. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's looking at, you know, I mean, and these are business owners as well. I mean, $2,000 is really not a lot in the big scheme of things, especially when you're helping them to grow their business.
Yeah, in this city, which is, you know, there's a whole different mindset here in the business community compared to the United States. Canadians are so much more conservative. The businesses that I'm running into, $2,000 is a lot of money, and it's been challenging. And finding bigger businesses, you know, there just aren't. It's not a city with a lot of bigger businesses. There's an awful lot of companies with 10 or less employees. And so $2,000.
Yeah, still, $2,000 for somebody who's got 10 employees is nothing.
Yeah, okay.
You've got to change your mindset on this one. You know, you live in a very expensive part of the world as well. There are people with tons of money there. But if you buy into that mindset, then that's what you'll be communicating.
Yeah, the ones with money don't work in this city.
They do, because some of them are my clients, Sharon.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I mean, really, we have to be so careful about, imposing that belief on everybody.
Then you've taken me to, I'm not meeting them, and why is that? So I have to think about that.
And I honestly do think, I think there's sometimes, of course, right, this conversation causes us to think about, okay, yes, what's that next level of client, right, that I actually want to be marketing to? And that's a very natural place of up-leveling your business. So I definitely think you should be in that conversation with yourself right now, Sharon, of, you know, just upping the level. But, and the other piece is really for you to be very powerful inside of that conversation, that quick audit. And I would be recommending, you know, that you actually do add in the quick audit to be very powerful in a short time to find out how serious they are and how big a problem this is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So put that extra step of screening, you know, in as well.
Yeah. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'd say that really is a good offer. And for somebody of your expertise and the results, it's keeping the conversation focused on the results that they want to, you know, they want to get, the cost of them staying stuck, and the truth of, you know full well what you do works with clients because you've got numerous success stories.
Yeah, that's true. I think what it is that I also know that even if we do a full day of work, a lot of them aren't capable of implementing it. And so there they've spent $2,000. They have a great plan. They've had a few ahas, but they're going to struggle implementing it. And I guess if I flip it around, it's like I come back to them and say, okay, yeah, you need me, you know.
I'm going to respond. I'm just going to take you. I'm going to mute your line, Sharon, because I actually wanted to just finish on this, and it's really, really relevant here. Because I'm just going to share with you what we've got in our VIP experience. Because Sharon raises something, you know, very valid there, which is about implementation, and I really obviously believe in implementation. So we've built it into our program. So they have the visioning session with me first. There's a business assessment, right? There's the, okay, we've got the, you know, the limo and some surprises and private country club, you know, that's the kind of, you know, the premium kind of fun stuff. Then for the follow-up period, which is about 60 days in our case, there are 3 follow-up calls with me, and there's unlimited email coaching with me as well. Right? Again, because I'm showing my commitment to, you know, through implementation, I'm going to be there to answer those questions. You can run things by me, you know, ask questions, and the people that get the best results really take advantage of that. And then at that point, it really is making sense for them to go into the next program because they're already seeing that they've got great results in such a short amount of time. But I think, Sharon, if you actually build this out as a VIP experience or program, rather than thinking about it as the day, as just the day, because ours is actually in reality like almost 60 days, I think that really helps there as well. And we're going to bring this to an end now, but Sharon, I just want to do a real quick check-in with what was valuable about what I just said.
The words experience versus day, that changes everything for me.
Perfect. That's what I figured. I could see it there on my notes. I was like, I want to finish with that so that it
yeah,
just
no,
puts
that's exactly what
it.
I needed to hear. Yeah, that solves that whole problem for me and makes it much more saleable and just makes me more excited about doing it.
Totally. Right. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So really welcome. So listen, great to hear from you all today. I'm just going to unmute the line. Was this a good call? Was it valuable?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Got some good things to implement in your business now, and let's, you know, I want you all thinking about, you know, how can you create that additional revenue stream in your business? I'd love to hear, like, how those are shaping up as well and get just creatively sharing ideas. And look forward to the questions and comments and insights coming on Facebook soon. So have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.